Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Never turns it down.
It's Wednesday, you know what that means.
Again, time for The Talk in AEW. Because it is our Wednesday routine. First we do The Talk, and then we go home and watch AEW. And big one today.
Only because we're on at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yes. And a big one today is Big Business.
Big Business.
Yes.
The debut of Mercedes Moneau, a.k.a. Yes. Sasha Banks.
Yep, and it's actually taking place from the Boston
TD Gardens. Yep. And we're actually missing somebody, so.
Yeah.
Darlene's out shopping, so we dragged.
I'm filling in.
Josh to fill in for today. It's like I could just drag family into the studio and put a camera in front of them and say, here you go, knock yourself out.
Hello, man.
Hi.
So,
we have him here actually to talk about Magic the Gathering cards.
Yes.
About deck builds and
what did you say about PG?
MTG.
Oh, it's just PG. It's MTG. It better be PG.
No, it was MPG.
Well, it's the oldest card game.
Exactly.
Its first release date was back in 93.
Wow. That predates the Pokemon cards.
Predates Pokemon, predates Yu-Gi-Oh.
No.
Digimon at one point tried...
They tried to.
So did Dragon Ball
at really?
One point. Yep. They had their own card game at one point.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Those were the two that actually flopped, unfortunately. They couldn't keep up with the other three.
And actually, the creator of Dragon Ball recently passed, so...
Yes.
May he rest in peace, unfortunately.
So I brought my cards with me.
Cool.
Yes, this is a red-blue deck.
Ooh. What is the difference between, like, if it's a red-blue deck or any other kind of...
Well, Magic has five different colors. You have red, blue, black, green, and white.
Oh.
Each color does a little bit of everything, but one thing specific to that color that stands out.
Where Pokemon, they have, it's type done, this is done by color?
Right.
Oh.
Right, in Pokemon you have type, in Yu-Gi-Oh! You have archetypes, and, you have, attribute and, creature type, whereas in MTG it's about the color. You can also go based off of tribal, which is the creature it is. Like, you have zombie tribal decks.
Really?
When you base your deck off of one specific creature type, that's considered tribal.
Gotcha.
Your black decks, they focus generally on creature destruction. Your blue decks feature primarily on countering and drawing ability. Your white is majority of all support and life gain. You have red, which is based off of haste, smaller creatures, but they attack quickly. And green is, I'm going to beef my creatures to where you can't run them over.
Oh, so the ultimate Uber, kind of.
Kind of, yes. There's where your steroids come into play. And they also have what's called trample, which allows you to trample over your opponent's creatures.
Wow. That's crazy.
You have different things like flying, menace. Menace, you have to block with two creatures as opposed to one to block that one creature that's attacking you. There's a lot of different niches and nuances to Magic. It's the oldest card game, and it still has a huge player base. Huge.
Wow.
There's different formats, different decks that you can build for those formats. Like, you have Historic, which this is. It's a 60-card Historic deck. Mm-hmm. Historic opens up a lot more than your standard format, because your standard format states how you cannot utilize certain cards. Historics is you can play whatever you want, pretty much.
Oh.
You have Commander, which is a 4-player game type. Commander is 100-card decks, but you can only have one copy of each card. And you have one Commander. And it's played with 4 people as opposed to a one-on-one.
Oh, so it's kind of like a trading card kind of form of spades, kind of, in a way?
Yes and no. You find that you actually can form alliances with people in Commander if somebody is like,
nice.
That person's a little too strong, let's get him out of the game.
Oh, okay. So you end up bonding more with your
teammates. You can, yeah. If it benefits you, Commander. Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
Absolutely. The other thing about Magic is you'll find that some of the cards in Magic are infinitely more expensive than, per se, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon. I've never seen a Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon card go for $2 million. Just saying.
The only one I've actually seen anywhere near
was Charizard first edition for
that. That and the Illustrator card, which they only used for, and they only gave out to the people that designed the Pokemon card.
Right.
It was the Illustrator Pikachu. It's the only one close to that, and even that did not hit $2 million. That only has gone up to about $1.5 million.
So, with that being said, in some tournaments, believe it or not, they'll most actually, because of the price of Magic cards, they allow you to print proxies and utilize proxies, so long as you have a card like this and you can put it over top of that card.
For the non-player people, also remember you're on PCT or on WTBR, so you might have to, because radio people can't see what you're doing, but you might want to describe them for the radio people, because remember the show is simulcast. And tell us what proxy is.
Well, proxies are just a printable card. It's a fake card in all intents and purposes, but the proxy has to have the ability, somewhat a picture of the card art at least, but the most important thing is the ability, the stats, what have you, of the card. And everything with Magic is about your lands. You'll notice, like, this is a mountain.
There you go.
That's a mountain. So that's red mana.
Oh, wow.
Everything is to do with your mana pool. And you'll notice, see how this one would cost 1 mana.
Wait, hold it there.
Oh, wow. I love the art on it, and the arts are very detailed.
For the benefit of the radio crew, the radio
the arts
cast,
are extremely detailed.
You might want to describe it, because we can't see on the radio.
That's I mean, it's called ancestral anger, and it's a sorcery. Sorcery, the difference between sorceries and instants. Instants you can play on your opponent's turn. Sorceries you can only play on your turn.
Oh.
Sorceries are a little bit stronger than instants most times, but they each have their...
Is that like the traps and everything like you would for Yu-Gi-Oh?
Similar, yeah.
Oh. I kind of know Yu-Gi-Oh because you kind of sort of taught me how to do Yu-Gi-Oh, and I still have my wind machine deck that you had built for me.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, man, some of the trading card, actual gaming part of the trading card games can be a little hairy.
Well, as far as Yu-Gi-Oh, I've fallen out of Yu-Gi-Oh for a little bit because the some of the releases have just become outlandish, and now everything's pretty much autopilot, and I don't like that. They took the creativity out of it.
They took away the challenge part of it.
Exactly. You get your deck handmade for you and all, and then if you don't steer away from how that deck is supposed to be built, it doesn't run properly.
Oh, that's horrible.
So I still stick to, you know, my Monarchs, my decks that I have, and I try to do well with them, and that's the way that is.
So how does one go ahead and play the game? We got time, so you...
Go ahead and play Magic.
Knock yourself out.
So, like I said, everything starts with your lands. You have to play lands. You get to play one each turn unless you play a card that states you can play an additional land. When you look to, say, summon a creature, every creature has what's called summoning sickness unless it has haste. Haste allows it to attack or utilize its ability that turn that you summon it.
So basically lives up to the name of haste. It gets it ready and in a hurry.
Right. So when you go to play a creature, you tap the lands for that creature. So if that creature costs you 5 mana, you're tapping 5 mana for that creature.
Oh, wow.
Your more powerful creatures are going to obviously cost more mana. Such as, if I can find them, my Cyclone Summoner. He costs 2 blue mana, 5 generic.
Oh, wow.
So that's 5 any mana that you have on the field plus 2.
Is interesting. It kind of looks almost like a rain rocky kind of ogre kind of looking dude.
He's a giant. Huge difference between like Yu-Gi-Oh and Magic the Gathering. In Yu-Gi-Oh, you start off with 8,000 life points.
Wow.
So you have a lot of life points. Whereas in Magic you have 20 health.
Oh, dear.
That's all you get unless you have life gain.
Oh,
you have 20
dear.
Health. There are burn decks in Magic for those who don't know what burn is. Burn is where you literally take health off of your opponent by utilizing ability as opposed to direct attacking.
Yeah, because I remember you had built a lock and burn deck.
Yes. In Yu-Gi-Oh, yes. Yep.
Where you went ahead and you disabled the person and then started draining their life mana.
Exactly.
And started draining their life points and everything down.
In Magic, it's very similar.
It's incredible to watch.
Yep.
It really is.
I like these particular card games because it's all about strategy. I like strategy-based games. I love playing games like chess. I love playing games like my card games.
So, yeah, and also it makes you think a lot faster on your feet and be ready for those attacks per se. People that are like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and try and do it. How come that didn't work?
The other thing that I'm going to say is if you're going to start collecting MTG, understand that you're going to be making an investment. and you're going to tell yourself, I'm only going to build one deck, and that doesn't happen.
Oh, like you and your crystal pyramids. I'm just gonna get one.
No, don't get my crystal pyramids involved in these.
But they're beautiful, and
there's so many more to get. So is this?
No, but they're beautiful.
Okay, because I'm a little geekish, but I'm not too geekish, and I watch The Big Bang Theory. Do they like when Leonard and them play Dungeons and Dragons? They're writing things down, and they have notebooks.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Does this work the same way?
Absolutely. You have to keep count of, because there's what's called token decks.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, because if you watch The Big Bang Theory, they'll roll the dice and say, the ogre is at the door. What do you do? And then they roll the dice, and they write, they're looking in this notebook, says, we go through the door.
Well, no, that's... See, that's tabletop RPG. I play D&D. I'm a
That's what they play on Big Bang Theory.
But yep. Come on.
Oh, that's
come
another
on.
That's another Somebody... game that's even older than MTG. That game dates back into the 70s. That started and pioneered...
Every MMO throughout the years, whether it was WoW or whether it was... Skyrim or
EverQuest.
Elder Scrolls Online or EverQuest is all, they have the little disclaimer there. It's all based on Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep.
Yes.
And it all predates back to J.R.R. Tolkien's, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Because that's where
all
you
based
got
off the fantasy books. Yeah.
That's where you got your ogres and your fays and your and your elves.
But
your
yeah,
halflings, your dwarves, etc.
The
from.
Very first MMO technically was a tabletop RPG named Dungeons & Dragons, and it's still played to this day.
Wow.
Yeah, I said that. We watched Big Bang Theory, and almost every episode you're playing that.
Yeah, well, because all four of the main boys in there are...
Right, but what they had that one episode, you had William Shatner in there.
Yes, because they are. They're D&D players.
You had Will Wheaton... Mm-hmm.
William
who
Shatner,
who
was
Wesley Crusher on TNG. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes, he plays D&D.
That podcast guy.
Cool. Oh, Kevin Smith.
Yeah, and
from Clerks and Jane Silent Bob.
And Stuart.
Yes, and also, I forget the other guy, but he was an actor from Magic Mike.
Ironically, one of the hobbies I've taken up as of late is creating dice towers.
Okay, now you have to explain that.
Well, a dice tower is something that you put the dice in, rolls the dice for you. And believe it or not, it gives you better rolls. It gives you a better chance for a higher roll.
Really? Nice.
I've... done a couple few right now. I've actually created a skull dice tower that's currently drying with air dry clay.
Nice.
I can't wait till it's done so I can paint it. I'm actually tempted to start making them for sale on Etsy.
Awesome.
They're fun to make.
Well, think about it. A lot of people, sometimes they don't even play D&D. They just buy the dice.
Right. We can do this. There's certain things we can't do, but we can do this. If you want to buy one, you can't put any prices out on the air, but if you want to buy one, put your email address out or your contact information. You can do that and have them email you, and you can talk to them off air.
The best email probably to get me at would be deacon908@gmail.com.
Nice.
So if you're into any of that stuff and you want to... take a look at whatever he has for sale. Give him, drop him an email, and he'll get in contact with you, and you guys can take it from there.
Yes,
yeah, I appreciate it. But as far as to where MTG is concerned, I like strategy based games. That's why I play MTG.
I don't blame you.
I'm a nerd. That's why I play Dungeons and Dragons.
So this,
everybody is at least a nerd somewhere on some level.
This is a teaching show.
Yes.
We teach a lot of people a lot of things maybe they don't want to learn.
Yeah.
Them, but we do it anyway. So if someone's watching the show and they have kids or grandkids and say, maybe that's for them, how do they get started?
Walmart. I mean,
Amazon, Walmart, Hobby Shop, stuff like that.
How do they get started? How do they get started playing? I mean, you know, what's like the best deck for them to build?
The best deck for them?
Best starter deck. What would you recommend for a best starter deck?
That's difficult. And the reason I say that's difficult to say is that everybody has different play styles. And trying to... When I first started it, it was all very overwhelming, honestly, because there's so many cards.
So, all right, let's do it this way. You get an email, mm-hmm. and they ask you an email, say, hey, Josh, I want to learn how to do this. You know, I got like a 14-year-old kid who's interested in this from listening to The Talk on WTBR-FM or PCTV. Yes. What do you recommend as a starter deck?
Start with a mono-colored, meaning one color. And the mono-color that I would suggest you start out with would be green, because that has all your big beastie monsters and creatures that allow you to tap for mana as well. And it just allows you to put out, you know, a lot of creatures at once and big creatures. That's what I would suggest you start with, is probably a mono-colored deck, a mono-green deck, to start and then branch off into other mono colors. Trying to build multiple colors just starting out, you're going to find yourself pulling your hair out.
So it's going to be very confusing very fast.
Well, because with historic decks, you typically want to generally stay around 60 cards. You can have as many cards as you want in a deck. You can have... Oh, wow. I've seen some decks actually go up to 400 cards.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes, you can have literally as many cards as you want in a Magic the Gathering deck. There was one tournament that I was watching on YouTube where this man brought two stacks of cards, placed next to him. It was a Shrine deck. And
wow.
He kind of ate my next question. Which was like, they do have tournament. I know a couple of weekends ago in Albany, they had a Pokemon tournament.
No, it was both. It was a Pokemon and a Magic the Gathering.
They generally hold two tournaments at once. When I was going to Zombie Planet religiously, they would hold two separate tournaments, one for Yu-Gi-Oh!, one for MTG, or one for MTG, one for Yu-Gi-Oh!, one for MTG, one for Pokemon. They would hold these tournaments, usually two tournaments at a time, because you'd have judges for one tournament and judges for another.
So is there such a thing as an online tournament?
There is... an online game called MTG Arena. That's actually where I would suggest you start off in deck building and figuring out where you want to go, because at least that's free cards that you can earn. And once you get a deck that you want to really build in real life, at that point you can build it from there. You can order cards offline. If you're looking for specific cards off sites like Troll and Toad and what was the other one? TCG Player. Both are really good sites to order off of. I'm not going to put out prices, but for the sites that they are, they're actually really good sites. If you want pre-built decks like that, you can absolutely go to eBay and Amazon, but I wouldn't suggest doing that for the fact of typically they're posted for more than what they're worth.
People making a quick buck.
Trying to make money, yeah. It's ironic because recently when I was Back in December, Padre over here got me a pack of Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yes.
And he, through his good luck, got me a Ash Blossom that's worth $150.
Nice.
It was the
really nice
rare card out of that particular pack.
Yes,
set.
I remember you went ahead and called and told us about.
Yeah, $150 card. I was like, what?
And this is a great segue because we came into not only can you play the actual game, but I'm pretty sure there's more collectors out there that collect easier, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh or Magic the Gathering or Pokemon or whatever else there is out there. What is, I'm trying to figure how to say this. What is the gold standard or the primrose cards that just collectors want?
One of those cards is the coveted Black Lotus for MTG. I mean, that card is still going for in the upper of $2 million. That card is the holy grail among
holy
MTG.
Holy grail and all be all for Magic.
The Lord of the Rings set for MTG first released, yep. We got a Lord of the Rings set in MTG.
Oh, wow.
On Arena, I have an Aragorn the Uniter's deck built.
Nice.
It's not the best deck in the world, but it sure is fun to play. But the chase card out of that pack when it first released was the One Ring. And the One Ring actually surpassed Black Lotus at one point at $3 million.
Oh, the golden ring with the Elvis writing on it from
Black
Lord of the Rings.
Speech, yes. Yep.
Gotcha. I know that because I've been around him and Sis for almost two decades now.
For those that
think about it.
Don't know,
I learned through osmosis.
A big geek for Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. I love the books and I love the movies.
Hey, just like Dad, big geek for Star Wars.
Okay.
Where him very loves the book. Yes, because it originally was a book.
Yes, it was a book long before it turned into a trilogy.
Well, I used to love reading the Star Wars comics, where it dates way back before any of what Star Wars took place, where you had the original Sith Wars and all that. I used to have the comics.
Nice.
My favorite master was Vodosias Boss, which he was able to utilize the Force and have his staff be able to compete against lightsabers.
Oh, yeah. And I believe he's one that supposedly trained Yoda.
And trained Exar Kun.
Oh, yes, too.
Exar Kun was technically the first to wield the double-bladed lightsaber, and it was blue.
Nice.
Blue. And somehow the comics never got to be canon because the only real canon that George Lucas comes up with is the 9 films and Clone
Rebels.
Wars. No, Clone Wars.
Yeah.
9 films and Clone Wars.
And soon to be 12 films.
I know.
Because
it's crazy.
Disney just has to go beyond the book because the book, there's only 9 chapters in the book, hence the 9 films.
Exactly.
So this is all we're just making up the universe as we go along now.
Fair and enough. It certainly seems so. I actually wish they'd go back into the comics, to be honest with you. I'm a huge comic book nerd as well.
All right, and we gotta go. Time fleets. It's great. It was a great talk. Everybody learned something, so maybe we'll have him come back and he can bring his D&D game with him.
Yes.
All right. We are out of here. We'll see you next week.
Take care, everybody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.